I will check it out.
True friends hear laughter. They share the good news too. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Economist optimistic over IMF staff level agreement of ECF with Zambia. Kanchivia MP dismisses allegations of bribery over Bill 7 vote. And South Africa defiant after US threatens consequences over refugee center raid. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Economist Trevor Hambayi has expressed confidence that the International Monetary Fund, IMF, staff level agreement and Zambia's extended credit facility, ECF, will enhance economic productivity, having attained fiscal discipline and macro consolidation in finances. Yesterday, government announced that the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and Zambia reached a staff level agreement to complete the sixth and final review under Zambia's Extended Credit Facility, ECF, arrangement. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Hambayi stressed that this move will positively impact the country as it will be in a position to borrow at lower interest rates. This allows the country to be in a position to rebuild the economy towards creating macro stability in the exchange rate, GDP, and reduction of inflation, said Mr. Hambayi. Mr. Hambayi added that the agreement will also increase cash flow coming in the country by boosting investor confidence. He acknowledged that with the support of the IMF through debt restructuring and the ECF to create macro stability has led the country to be positioned where it is.
In terms of improvement of those macroeconomic indicators that you have been mentioning around price stability in fuel, the issue around the exchange rate and the inflation, is that it is not the decision of the IMF. It is the decision of what the country has done with the support that the IMF has given it. The IMF has supported the country around debt restructuring and has given the extended credit facility to create macro stability. That macro stability in terms of fiscal consolidation is the one that has driven the country to a position where we are getting positive.
United Party for National Development, UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Emenda, has expressed optimism that the ruling party will emerge victorious in the Chawama parliamentary by-election scheduled for January 15, 2026. Ms. Emenda said the UPND is dismayed by the limited development in Chawama constituency, despite increased allocations under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, a situation she attributed to the former area member of parliament, Tasila Lungu. She said that Tasila Lungu failed to adequately serve the people of Chawama, resulting in the constituency lagging behind in development. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Emenda said it was disheartening that residents of Chawama continue to feel marginalized from national development despite government's deliberate efforts to ensure that all constituencies are carried along. Ms. Emenda said the only way to change the status quo is for the people of Chawama to elect a UPND member of parliament who she said would prioritize development over self-interest. The only way to change this situation is by giving the seat to the UPND so that the lives of the people of Chawama are changed, said Ms. Emenda. She further emphasized that members of parliament must work for the people and not for personal interests.
Chawama is lagging behind because the MP there was not really too interested in delivering for the people of Chawama, in working for the people of Chawama. I was working for herself and so on, you know. Chawama is lagging behind. We want them to give them an MP who will deliver, even within the remaining 3 months, who will deliver. And then beyond that, obviously, UPND will deliver Chawama. So we'll convince the people there that it's important to choose an MP that will work with the government.
Country Wia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda has dismissed allegations that Patriotic Front PF Members of Parliament were bribed by the UPND government to vote in favour of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. PF Chairperson for Information and Publicity Emmanuel Mwamba recently lodged a complaint with the Anti-Corruption Commission SCC alleging that PF MPs received bribes amounting to $150,000 in exchange for supporting the bill. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Chanda strongly denied the allegations, stating that his decision to vote in favour of Bill 7 was based on its perceived benefits to the people of Kanchibia and Zambians at large. He explained that he had no reason to oppose the bill after clauses he had previously objected to were removed. Mr. Chanda expressed disappointment that, in his view, learned individuals were promoting what he described as malicious allegations and fabrications, which he said were tarnishing the image of members of parliament. He further said he was not surprised that the claims were coming from Mr. Mwamba, whom he accused of misunderstanding the constitutional mandate of an MP. The people of Kanchibia took a position that aligns with what traditional leaders had demanded, said Mr. Chanda.
Speaking for myself as Sunday Chanda, I will not join them in their race to the bottom. My mandate is very clear from the people of Kanchibia. I took a position that aligns with what the chiefs from Kanchibia had demanded for with regards to us maximizing every opportunity to ensure that Kanchibia gets the delimitation that it so deserves.
And commenting on the expulsion of PF MPs who voted in favour of Bill 7, Mr. Chanda said acting PF President Given Luwinda has no authority to expel members from the party, arguing that such action contravenes the party's constitution. He urged Mr. Luwinda to familiarise himself with the PF constitution, expressing disappointment that the directive was coming from a person trained in law.
And with due respect, there's no local standard. He needs to familiarize himself with the constitution of the party, but also needs to familiarize himself with the whether or not he has a local standard to expel anyone from the party. He does not. Those pronouncements are null and void, and it's actually a sheer waste of time.
The Ministry of Energy has urged Tazama Pipeline Company Limited to continue prioritizing the security of petroleum supply, describing it as a core government responsibility that underpins fuel price stability and national economic performance. Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary Ephraim Mushinfwa made the call after undertaking a tour of Tazama Pipeline facilities, which started at the Ndola Fuel Terminal, NFT, and extended to Chinsali District, home to the first pump station on the Zambian side of the 1,710-kilometre pipeline that runs from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, to Ndola, Zambia. Professor Mushinfwa noted that the reliability of the pipeline remains critical to ensuring a consistent supply of petroleum products into the country. The pipeline is an impressive and strategic national asset that plays a central role in keeping the economy running, said Professor Mushinfwa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today by Ministry of Energy Principal Public Relations Officer Bob Sianjalika. He emphasized that an uninterrupted fuel supply is essential for powering machinery, sustaining industrial activity, and supporting overall economic growth, adding that security of supply has a direct impact on fuel price stability in Zambia. Professor Mushinfwa urged Tazama management and staff to remain committed and vigilant in the execution of their duties, reminding them that their work is fundamental to the country's economic stability. In African news, the South African government has dismissed accusations by the U.S. that it harassed and intimidated American officials during a raid on a center processing applications by white South Africans for refugee status in the U.S. Tuesday's raid saw 7 Kenyans expelled from South Africa for working in the country illegally. The U.S. accused South Africa of publishing the passport details of its officials, saying this was unacceptable and warning of severe consequences. Coming up shortly, UN-backed experts say Gaza food supply is improving, but 100,000 still in catastrophic conditions. This and more, stay tuned.
The first case of HIV in Zambia was reported in 1984, and since then, HIV has continued to spread in the country. And today, Zambia is amongst the countries hardest hit by the HIV and